This is KFCF Fresno 88.1. You're listening to the Street Heat program, the monthly celebration for the struggle for workers' rights and social justice. I'm your host, Pam Whalen. And joining us in the studio, we have Teresa Castillo, who is the president of Peace Fresno. Welcome, Teresa.
Hello.
And we also have Aya Ayesh, who is from the Sierra Community Center. And you folks have been doing a lot of work out on the street trying to respond to this crisis in Palestine. So do you want to start off, Teresa, and kind of tell us basically what, you know, I mean, I'm sure people are hearing about it in the news, but what's going on there that maybe people aren't getting in the news, and what's going on in Fresno?
Okay. Well, when the situation began, July 8th, between Israel and Gaza, and when Peace Fresno started seeing that Israel was bombing Gaza with some extreme force, we decided that we needed to be out there on the street, on the Peace Corner, Blackstone and Shaw, to bring awareness to the public here in Fresno, to let them know that we strongly disagree with what Israel is doing. We are making it very clear that it's not a Jewish-Muslim situation. It is the Zionist regime of Israel that is attacking civilians in Gaza. And unfortunately, the media, the mainstream media, is presenting the situation as Israel is defending itself against Hamas rockets. The problem is Hamas rockets are not causing deaths, even they are not demolishing structures. Where Israel's their shelling from their F-16s and their drone Hellfire missiles are destroying entire structures, killing women and children, and by the hundreds. The last number was 854 that I saw at 2 o'clock today. Those are deaths in 18 days' time. So we wanted to be out on the street, too.
Okay, so what happened?
Out on the street. We've demonstrated three times now. Our first demonstration was Sunday, the 13th of July, and we had the pro-Palestine group on the east side of Shaw and Blackstone and the pro-Israel group on the west side of Shaw and Blackstone. We have no problem whatsoever with the opposition there. However, we expect respect and to be treated with dignity. That wasn't necessarily what happened. There was some hateful comments and stance of you don't belong on our side, get to your own side, when an individual crossed the street with a Peace Gaza sign, or Peace in Gaza. So we just want to make sure that people know that we are doing a peaceful demonstration each time, and that we are expecting our country to respect human life, respect the dignity of human life, whether they are Palestinian or Israeli. And that is not happening. So as a result, we were out again last Friday. And today, last Friday, we had 250 people out there with us. We covered all four corners. The opposition was not there. And I hope that we're getting the message across that our country really needs to look at who they call a terrorist.
Okay. And Aya, you're maybe new to the peace movement?
Yes.
And what got you involved in this issue?
Well, I'm Palestinian. I lived in Palestine for a couple years. I went to school there. And I witnessed firsthand the checkpoints, just the harsh reality Palestinians live in and the daily difficulties they face because of the IDF. And personally, you know,
What's the IDF?
The Israeli Defense Forces. Personally, last summer I visited Palestine and I was harassed at the airport for hours in France trying to get into Israel, and once we touched down in Israel, just trying to get to the West Bank. And I feel like their job is to make people's lives miserable over there. And the Palestinian people are very strong, they're very resilient, and they're just sticking to their guns. They're not going anywhere, that's their home. They just want basic human rights, clean water, free trade, education. They want to be able to, you know, go from one city to the other without three checkpoints and going through cages like animals.
And it seems like there's part of the Israeli strategy, well, in addition to this direct violence, has been this moving of settlements, encroaching. I mean, there's been tremendous encroachment upon what's internationally recognized as the Palestinian territory, right?
Yes, these are illegal settlements.
You want to talk about that some?
So every town, every Palestinian town, just looking out, if you stand on your roof of your house and looking out, you see the Israeli settlements. By UN law, by international law, this is Palestinian land. These are illegal settlements. And within a community of a settlement, you'll have 300, 400 houses, and they're blocked off by not only the IDF, by Israeli police also. And of course, there's always clashes between the settlers and the Palestinians. And they live very close next to the Palestinians.
Okay, and there's no attempt to we're going to get along and we're going to go to...
It's hard. When somebody comes to your backyard and steals your land and kicks you out of your home in the middle of the night, it's not like, hey, tomorrow let's go out for coffee and be friends. It's difficult.
Right. Okay.
I find something very interesting about the settlements and the Israeli security force that's there. Here in the U.S., we look at law enforcement as possibly there to protect all citizens, all people. Whether they're citizens or not, possibly. Yes, I do say that loosely, but that's kind of their job description. In the occupied territories, they're there only to protect the settlers.
Yes.
And to harass and belittle and dehumanize the Palestinians. And I think that that's something that doesn't come across always.
Not in the West.
No.
In our media, we don't see that.
Right. So, tell us what's going on, though, in Fresno in terms of, you know, people, like I say, you know, I've been to Peace Fresno events, which are, of course, extremely impressive for their tenacity year in and year out to be protesting the invasion of, well, I guess Afghanistan and then Iraq, and then off and on when things flare up in Palestine, in Gaza, or whatever. But it's kind of a different thing. There haven't been a lot of, to bring in people who are not traditionally in Peace Fresno, I guess. So I know that you're in a mosque. Could you tell us what's going on and how people are organizing around this?
Well, with last Friday's protest, it was just a couple of me and my friends on Facebook. I mean, we see the news. I don't know if... I know, I'm sure, you know, Fox and ABC and MSNBC are not showing things that I see online and that I see on Al Jazeera, which is an Arabic news station. Mm-hmm. You know, kids being killed by the hundreds, being bombed, being targeted, civilians being targeted, kids dying, not enough medical supplies, not enough drinking water, not enough food. And it's, you sit and you watch and you feel so helpless and you feel so sad because, you know, I'm Palestinian and these are my people. And it's just, what can I do to help? I know that you can pray and you can hope for things to get better and hope for their pain and suffering to stop. But I mean, we just decided to take action. We contacted Peace Fresno.
So who is we?
It was just me and a friend of mine, Layla, on Facebook, chatting back and forth. And then I spoke to my brother. He's a board member at Sierra Community Center. And we organized last Friday's event, just, you know, blasting the flyer on Facebook and on Instagram and on Twitter. And we reached about 250 people with the help of Peace Fresno, and we took to the streets to peacefully protest.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And to educate the public about what's happening, about the kids that are dying by the hundreds. Israel's using sophisticated weapons and targeting children. That's unacceptable, no matter what color, race, or religion you are.
I think that that's why the peace group is ready, you know, here in Fresno as well as around the world. They're ready to get out there and be on the street, protest, because the children are being targeted. It's not like they're, oops, we didn't mean to hit that. They're actually the target of these attacks. Mm-hmm. So, and, you know, Pam, you say the tenacity of Peace Fresno. Mm-hmm. We realize the value of having an ongoing peace group here, because we can pull together and organize and pull out the signs and pull out the people on the moment's notice when we need to. And but not only that, we can help to be an education tool for the public. You know, we Absolutely. Can gather the information, because, like Aya said, she watches Al Jazeera, or, you know, goes online. So do I, the English version. But who else does? You know, those passing by on Sean Blackstone, how many are getting this information?
What is the response from people?
A lot of positive, a lot of horn honking. And we have signs. Individuals have made signs, printed these pictures, these graphic, disturbing pictures of children whose bodies have been bombed apart. And they're large pictures, so the cars are still honking when they see these graphics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not just our regular honk for peace and, mm-hmm. you know, stop the violence and, you know, no aid to Israel. All of those messages are still out there, but there's so much more that is bringing the Palestinian tragedy out to the public.
Yeah, and one of the conversations I was actually having with my daughter a couple days ago is that, you know, for some of us that are old enough to remember the Vietnam War, they, at that particular epoch, you know, the mainstream media, the major TV networks, they would put this kind of you know, graphic information about, mm-hmm. you know, people being killed in Vietnam, and you would see the dead bodies, and you would see the burnt bodies, and it was obviously had an electrifying effect on
right.
The citizenry in the United States. And, you know, the sort of saying is, well, they'll never make that mistake again, right? So we don't see, of course, anything like that on the mainstream media, on, mm-hmm. on the networks. So it's somewhat hopeful, I guess, and somewhat to see that this information is getting out through some other outlets, and
right.
people are having some access to it. So mm-hmm. I guess the other thing I would like to have you folks talk about a little bit is how, I mean, and people are listening to KFCF, they're probably pretty savvy media folks to get all the way to the left side of the dial here. On the radio spectrum, but can you talk a little bit about, well, number one, how can people get information about what is going on in the Gaza Strip, and what can people do?
Okay. We did mention Al Jazeera. They're a great source. You can pull it up online. Al Jazeera America is available on TV as well, if you have cable. But online, that's a good source.
Yeah. RT on
and
Facebook.
RT is wonderful. You can pull them up online. On Facebook, I follow many. There's also Middle East Children's Alliance out of Oakland. There's And the Occupation Now. Those are good sources.
Yeah.
Jewish Voice for Peace. These sources are going to give you what's happening now in Gaza, and they aren't going to glorify it or put it under the Israeli spin. You'll
Absolutely.
Know what's happening.
If you go on any social media, Twitter, Facebook,
yeah.
Instagram, just hashtag free Gaza, or
there
hashtag
you
I support Gaza, or hashtag mm-hmm. free Palestine, you'll get pictures and articles from all around the world, and that's the only way people are going to learn the truth, if they, you know, take that extra step to go and to learn.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And they really do need to take that extra step to get what's really happening out there. And then as far as an action, I'm encouraging everyone to just at least call the White House every day. The number is 202-456-1111. You get the switchboard. You tell them you want to leave a message for President Obama, and you tell them what you what your message is to our president regarding this situation, whether it's an arms embargo on Israel or stop all aid, or just that you are horrified at the killing of children. Whatever it may be, call every day.
Also call your local senators mm-hmm. and your congressmen, because, I mean, American tax dollars are getting pumped into the Israeli IDF mm-hmm. and killing innocent children. $8 million a day of right. our tax dollars are going to exactly. killing innocent children and women and men, targeting hospitals, targeting schools, churches, mosques. Not only is there a huge number of Muslims affected in Gaza, but there's also a huge number of Christians.
Okay, and we just got a couple minutes left, so I see there's another event planned. Do you want to talk
yes.
about that?
So next Friday we have a candlelight vigil at River Park on Blackstone and Nice from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's going to be a peaceful gathering, and we'll be reading the names of the victims murdered in Gaza.
What we want is to have all four corners of that intersection, people holding candles or your little LED light candles, please bring some if you have them. And then over at the corner with the River Park sign will be someone reading the names during that hour of the victims.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Teresa Castillo, who's the president of Peace Fresno, and Aya Ayesh, who is with the Sierra Community Center. Thank you very much for joining us and informing us about your activities. And you have been listening to KFCF Fresno 88.1, the Street Heat Program. We're here on the fourth Friday of every month. And Mike Rhodes is on the controls. I'm your host, Pam Whalen. And now we're going to take you back to the KPFA Evening News.